and out. And then they can establish their own price.
Yeah.
And you couldn't convince me anyway you tried that there's not a conspiracy between A&P, National, Winn-Dixie, the big giants in the food business, to regulate what the market will bear as far as price is concerned. And it's being proved by government investigation today that the chain stores are conspiring with prices and are getting an unreasonable margin in lots of areas, lots of markets.
Back in the old days when you and your father were in business, would they ever give something to somebody who bought things just as a, you know, as a gift or something like that?
Yeah. In the New Orleans area, in this French-speaking community, they used to give lagniappe.
Yes.
That's what you call it, lagniappe. Something extra. If the child would come to a certain, you know, go to a certain store and buy the mother's grocery list for that day, it might be just 30 or 40 cents worth of groceries. Maybe a nickel's worth of beans, a nickel's worth of rice, and a little sugar, and a loaf of bread. The merchant would throw a couple of pieces of penny candy on the counter, you know, and tell the child that was lagniappe. Some of you never hear that word in any other place except around New Orleans and this French-speaking area. I don't know. That is it. I won a $25 essay on that one time. Prize when I was with General Food Sales Company. We had a cereal push on a product called Huskies, which is a wheat flake. Post was putting out in competition to General Mills product called Wheaties. And you sell the retailer 10 cases of merchandise, you give them a case free. And Des Moines was an area with General Food Sales Company that was considered with a national concern to be a cross section of the United States. Iowa was. It was where they used that market for a lot of tests.
Sampling
and sales programs and promotions that they would dream up in Park Avenue in New York. You know, that's where the merchandise is now. And they were a real progressive sales organization when I worked with them. It was really a privilege.
And they still are.
Well, I don't know whether they are now. They don't believe too much in salesmen anymore. But salesmen was their forte in those days. But it has come, the experts on Wall Street have told them now that television sells it for them. They don't need the salesman. And so the sales force has, as a result, been cut down to practically nil. They don't apply, use whatever it says. But anyway, in those days, we used to have, with this progressive district representative that I had, he used to have a sales meeting every week. On Saturday, he would call us all in. And he would be just like a class. He'd have his suggestions from the sales experts in New York, programs they'd outlined for us. We'd go over them, study them. We'd write